like a disaster and you don't know where to turn. Your caterer called to cancel and you're really starting to squirm. Your family's all on time but now they're passed out in the hall. Simply catastrophic, tell me who you gonna call. We got you covered, we got your back. We'll keep your party engine moving right on track. We're your party, party, party insurance. We're your party, party, party insurance. We're your party, party, party insurance. And you're liable to have a good time. Yeah, you're liable to have a good time. So extend the invitations with total peace of mind. The 911 of thunder, always manning the hotline. Throw yourself a shindig, have a hullabaloo. Freaky Saturnalia, big old freaky whoop-de-doo. We'll kick the jams out, we'll bang a gong. Monkeys by the barrel, jumping all night long. We're your party, party, party insurance. We're your party, party, party insurance. We're your party, party, party insurance. And you're liable to have a good time. The chandeliers are swinging and the band has come around. The lancet on your head is like a party keys crown. Bang out all the horns, you're ringing on the ballyhoo. Just like we promised you. Sun is coming up but there's no sign of winding down. Second, third and fourth winds are kicking in now. Cops came to break it up but something changed their minds. Once they left the beat they jumped into the conga line. Who had you covered? Who had your back? Who kept your party engine moving right on track? We're your party, party, party insurance. We're your party, party, party insurance. We're your party, party, party insurance. And you're liable to have a good time. Yeah, it's your party, party, party insurance. We're your party, party, party insurance. We're your party, party, party insurance. And you're liable to have a good time. Yeah, you're liable to have a good time.
.5 FM, KUBU, and the Ruben News and Party Insurance. So right now, I've got the man who wrote that song sitting about 3 feet away from me, Tommy Dunbar. Tommy, how you doing? Welcome back.
Hey, doing good.
Hey, this is a great way to start off 2015. Of course, I'm losing my chair here. I love the album 45. Congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Glad you like it. What's the title mean? I know this, but I don't think everybody understands why it's called 45.
Oh, well, we are in our 45th year as Ruben News.
Jeez.
I know. That's what we said.
You started when you were like seven, right?
Well, 13.
Okay then.
Yeah.
Wow.
Close enough.
So this is a classic garage band that stuck with it, and you're like a pro touring band. I mean, you really like kind of have the American dream here. I mean, where you started doing what you love and you're still doing it.
Well, yeah. I mean, but it's kind of on again, off again. You know what I mean? We're fairly lazy as far as, you know. And also John, our singer, lives in L.A., so... He was just up, and, you know, that was fun. But it's not like we can rehearse 5 days a week like we used to.
So John,
I wish we could.
John Rubin lives in L.A. You live in Sacramento. The other guys...
And Al live more like Central Bay Area, kind of.
That is hard to get in a rehearsal together.
It is. It's, you know, we need a manager or something.
You know, you've been doing...
What are you doing the rest of the year?
Yeah, right. Yeah, that would be like my dream job, just kind of hang out with you guys for a year and just go touring and everything.
Well, come on, man.
All right, we're in. You guys have been busy. 2014, you guys toured Europe.
Yeah, we went back to Spain. I think it was seventh or eighth trip there.
Wow.
And went to Italy. And in theory, going back this year, there's a rumor.
Nice, nice.
So I hope so, and maybe Norway this time.
Wow.
But
cool.
Yeah, it was we actually went over for, it was sort of a festival thing called 100 Plus Years of Pop and Roll.
I like that.
With three very good friends of ours, bands. I mean, three bands that we're good friends with.
So. Yeah, yeah.
And then there were two other bands in Italy that we're good friends with, so it's just, you know, sleeping at people's mom's house and stuff like that, you know.
That's cool. Very grassroots. Is that how a tour like that gets put together? You just know people everywhere? Is that how you basically...
That's kind of how it's been going. I mean, it's like it's always just somebody knows somebody and they, you know, write to us and say, hey, you want to come over and do this? And it's always sort of a surprise and a shock to us, but, you know.
That's pretty cool. Do you tour the U.S. as well?
No. I think the last time we toured the U.S. was the Elvis Costello tour, 1979, I think it was.
That's fascinating. So you have more people coming to see you live in Europe than you do here?
By far.
More interest over there? I mean, that's kind of strange.
Yeah, it is kind of strange. I don't know. I mean, we'd love to tour the U.S. We played in New Jersey this year, opening for Tommy James and the Shondells.
Oh, that's right. Last time we were together, you said you were going to do that. How did that go?
Really fun. It was in Parsippany, New Jersey, and it was an outdoor thing, and Tommy James sounded fantastic.
Wow.
I mean, just, you know, his band is great, and his voice sounds just like it did back in the day. It was kind of amazing. I mean,
not everybody can pull that off. I mean, some people, they get maybe a little bit lower in their register or something like
that. Yeah. You know who I heard yesterday? He was getting some award. What was it? The Gershwin Award. It was Billy Joel.
Yes.
And he sounds, I swear to God, he sounds better now, I think, than he did back in the day. And my wife said, oh, yeah, I was reading a thing where he's been taking singing lessons or something.
Really?
It's like, you know.
Why mess with success? But actually, he does sound really good.
No, he sounded amazing. I mean, yeah. I be honest, I was never that big of a fan. I mean, I do like some of his songs, but I never really bought his albums or anything. But seeing him on that, it was like, wow, man, he sounds pretty amazing.
Yeah, and you know, honestly, I'm somewhat of a fair weather fan of his, and I don't know if I can even say this out loud, man, but I'll just say it and
say
come
it,
away. Okay,
come on.
He's written some of the most annoying songs I've ever heard, and some of the greatest songs I've ever heard.
Yeah,
same songwriter.
Yeah.
We Didn't Start the Fire really annoys me, but like, but like Allentown, it's like, wow, that's I heard, you know, and then last night John Mellencamp did that. It's like, you know, this could have been a Mellencamp or a Springsteen song.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and such other great things too. I mean, but you know, I saw that show too, and I'm also a big fan of a lot of the people who are big fans of his.
Yeah, yeah. Some of the people singing his tunes on there. John Mellencamp, man, that was an odd one.
Yeah.
I mean, he sounded really kind of like that, but it was like, well, maybe he's just going for a Dylan thing. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's kind of funny. I always thought that Mellencamp turned into an even better Springsteen than Springsteen himself after a while. He's got that whole working man's thing down pat. He's really something.
He's working on it.
Yeah.
That's good, man.
Exactly. And then, boy, who else did we see? That's funny. I was just listening to it. And I'm doing.
Was it Leanne Rimes? Is that who the.
Was she on there?
I think that's who that was, because it was one of these, like, well, I have never really heard her, but she came out and sang.
And there was the one from the Dixie Chicks, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Natalie Maines.
Yes, Natalie Maines. Thank you. And she sounded great.
Yeah, so a lot of variety in the people like him. And I wish Paul McCartney could have been there in person. He had to do the video thing.
He did the video thing, yeah.
But that was kind of neat that the two of them.
Yeah, I've seen him do that before. He must have, like, some video set up at his house or something. He just, like.
Wow, how does he afford it?
I don't know.
But, you know, I think they closed down Shea Stadium, which was really cool. And then Paul McCartney was out here closing down Candlestick Park this last year.
Yeah, yeah. Closed down. Cause I remember Shea Stadium from when I was a little kid. And the Mets used to play at the Polo Ground.
Wow.
And then they built Shea Stadium. And it was like, whoa, all of a sudden they've got a real, you know, real place to play.
That's amazing. So let's see. We're talking about music. Yeah, Billy Joel. I can't even remember how.
Yeah, we're getting into Billy Joel and the Mets. We're sort of in a New York thing here.
Yeah, I'm a big Rubinus fan, though. You really turned me on to the music in this last year. Most of my friends already knew about the Rubinus. I am a Johnny Come Lately. This album's magnificent, though. The song just heard, Party Insurance. You know, a couple things here. One, of course, my wife is in insurance, so I had to point out the line. You're liable. To have a good time, yes.
So she actually understands the lyrics. That's good.
She likes the liability thing, yes. And for me, you know, kind of the feel I get from it, it's not exactly the same, but it sort of reminds me of Ghostbusters a little bit. Just this mythical organization that does something you wouldn't expect. I like it. What made you write that one? That's pretty cool.
I don't know. Just we needed another song for the record, so.
No, that one's fun. That one's fun. Are you the principal songwriter on this album?
Yeah, but some co-writes too, like my friend Roger Clark, who you should check out some of his stuff. Okay. He's a really, really great writer and was in Little Roger and the Goosebumps back in the day.
Oh,
you remember Stairway to Gilligan?
Yes, I was a huge Dr. Demento fan. That's where I heard that.
Yeah.
So but, you know Little Roger. Wow.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Roger's an old friend. And But that, I guess, is kind of the stone around their neck, even though it's, you know, it's kind of double-edged sword.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows them from that song, but Roger has also written a lot of great pop songs, made his own albums, and, you know, it's just... But everybody knows him from that, so I guess it's, you know.
So he co-wrote some of the songs on 45.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I think some other co-writes on here, too, like Countdown to Love was with two of my friends from Psychotic Pineapple, who are still playing. That was John Seabury and Alex Carlin. And then the song She's Driving Me Crazy on here was written by Radio Days, who I brought you something of theirs, who they're friends of ours in Italy. Young whippersnappers, but we did an EP with them recently where we did one of their songs, they did one of ours, and then we each did one of our own. So I'm still waiting to get that EP, actually. It came out about a year ago.
Well, you know, it's a slow boat from Europe, I guess.
Yeah, well, it's, I meant to pick one up while we were over there because I you know, they actually had them there, but I forgot.
Well, you know, there is next time for
sure. So somebody sent me one, okay? Yeah,
if anybody can hear my voice and you're in Spain, go grab one for Tommy, okay? Yeah. He played on the thing, for crying out loud. Yeah, yeah, and, you know, this whole album, though, it's upbeat pop. You know what else I like is Rhapsody in the Rain. What possessed you guys to choose a Lou Christie cover? And by the way, phenomenal vocals on it. It's just like, I like it better than the original.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, we're huge Lou Christie fans.
Okay.
And always have been. The Mighty Echoes, who John, our lead singer, sings in, that's his a cappella band down in L.A. I've done a lot of work with them over the years, producing some of their records and doing a lot of arrangements for them. So they were going to sing at Lou Christie's, I'm thinking, 70th birthday party in Los Angeles. And so they said, do you want to come down and sing at Lou Christie's birthday party?
Whoa.
So of course we do. So I did the arrangement for that song. And usually how we work is, like, I'll send them their parts, and then I was going to fly down and, okay, we'll go sing this, you know, at this party. But then John got sick, so I was, oh, well, that's off. Okay, cancel my flight. Well, he rallied at the last moment. They went and did the party, but I wasn't there, and so that song didn't get done. But when we thought, well, we're going to do a new record, we thought, well, that arrangement is just sitting there. Why don't Rubinews do it instead?
What a great arrangement. So, and harmonies.
Well,
so who's singing lead on that one?
John.
That is John.
Yeah.
Did you sing as well? Because you're not... Normally...
Well, we're all four of us are singing, but also Charlie from the Mighty Echoes is singing bass.
I was wondering
so
who the bass
five
was.
Of us.
You guys are phenomenal, and it's really neat when you have a band where everybody can at least sing harmonies. That's phenomenal.
Thank you.
Yeah, no, I love that one. Just the minimal percussion. It's sparse on the musical arrangement, but it's just so rich on the vocals. Just it's great.
Thanks.
And you're telling me a little bit before we started that you put this album together in a slightly different manner than you have in the past. You worked a little differently.
Yeah, well, we did it all pretty much in my basement.
Wow.
Which was new, except for, I guess, a couple of vocals we did down at John's. But
and people, we do actually have basements in California. I saw yours. It's a rare basement.
Yeah, it is rare in Sacramento. But the odd thing was that when John was doing vocals on Party Insurance, the one that you played, he said, you know what? I don't want to wear headphones anymore. Huh. Just play the track through the speakers and I'll just sing. And we wound up doing that for the rest of the record.
Because,
wow. And I said, okay, I'm going to try that too. And, you know, you'd sort of think, well, isn't there going to be a lot of leakage? Well, who cares, you know?
Yeah.
Leakage, schmeakage. So I found it's a lot easier to sing in tune for all you bands out there. Give it a try. I don't know. I just found it to be a lot more comfortable and normal feeling than having headphones on.
Interesting. You threw off those chains of the headphones.
That's it.
Yeah. It's interesting. Maybe it had more of a live feel to you guys. I don't know.
I don't know. There's something about having, you know, you're used to singing with it coming out your mouth and into your ear instead of, you know, through the wires or whatever.
Now, do you guys do a lot of overdubs or do you record live? How does that work?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, you know, overdubbing.
Okay.
And, you know.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I'm here with Tommy Dunbar of the Rubinews, celebrating 45 years as a Rubinew. He started when he was an infant. Why don't we take a break and hear a song off of the album 45? What should we play for everybody here?
How about Rhapsody in the Rain?
And that is track number...
Boy, what does it say on here? Number 9.
Number 9. Okay, number here's 9. The Rubinews and their version of Rhapsody in the Rain.
Rhapsody!
All I can say is, wow, 96.5 FM, The Voice with the Rubin News and their cover of Lou Christie's Rhapsody in the Rain. And Tommy, how did Lou like that one?
He actually said he liked it a lot, which that now we can die happy. That's kind of what it is.
Well, you know, that's a compliment. I got to think he took it as a compliment, too. I don't know that I've ever heard that song covered. So this for me, it's a first anyway.
Yeah. We used to try to do Lou Christie a lot in, like, we'd do a thing called the Pino Jam where we used to play the Keystone, just like a whole bunch of friends together and stuff. We'd always try to do Lou Christie songs, but they're really hard. I mean, just vocally.
I bet.
You know, it's like you can sort of get up there for a minute, but getting through the whole song, you know, I mean, John can do it because he can sing stratospherically, but
yes,
we'd all try, and it was like, maybe I can take a verse, you know.
I can see that. I mean, there's a lot to that, you know. You know, and you guys are in fine voice. The harmonies are great. John is a phenomenal singer. Is he the singer for most of...
Oh, yeah. Al does lead singing, too. I mean, Al is a great lead singer. Yeah. Don and I don't do much. I'll sing more if it's a comedy song.
Very, very cool. So what's coming up for you guys? You've got, you personally and the Rubin News have a lot of stuff going on.
Well, me personally, I'm supposed to be in a play here at the B Street Theater. When is that starting? In February, I guess.
Nice.
And I really don't know what I'm doing in it yet, except I think I'm playing guitar.
So need to know basis.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I think we start rehearsing next week or something.
Oh, nice. This is with Jack Gallagher.
With Jack Gallagher, yeah. And it's called Five Songs. We do a podcast called Five Songs. It's just fivesongs.com is if anybody's interested in
number
checking
five.
It out. And we did a show with you, which still we're going to release that probably in about, I don't know, 2 weeks or something.
I can't wait. You know, hopefully I didn't say something that would date it like, you know, oh, my Oakland A's are doing great, you know, because
right.
The collapse was imminent after that. But I can't wait. I talk about, I guess, five songs that were influential.
That's like The Who and stuff. I think most of it's pretty timeless.
Yes. And and a surprise, one of our current artists I play on the show, indie artist, she's represented there too. So we'll, you know, we'll let
Maxie.
Spoiler alert. Maxie Dunn. Yes, we feature her as well. But what was the background on Five Songs? Like, how long have you been doing that, and what caused you to get started?
God, I'm not
that?
Sure how many. It was Jack's idea, and it's just the idea was have people come in and bring five songs that have really meant something to them. You know, more than, it's not so much what's the greatest song ever written or any of that. It's more like what song really is like a milestone in your life, kind of like that's the soundtrack to, you know, like I've always said, when I hear Love is Blue by Paul Mauriat, right back in fourth grade being too afraid to ask the girls to dance. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's that kind of thing. So people come in and we interview them, and it's just, they come down to the basement, and it's a great way to get people to come over. Like, you know, because sometimes it's hard to get people to come up to Sacramento also from the Bay Area.
Oh, I see,
but,
yeah.
You know, we have to tell them we're like your gateway to Tahoe or something.
We're always the gateway to something else. We're not the drug. We're the gateway drug.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny because, I mean, you and Jack are just very welcoming, and you kind of set it up really nicely because I came to the front door, you got it, you start talking to me, you just ask me, hey, so what's your show about? And, you know, so who do you like? And we're walking all the way down the basement. We start talking. I'm thinking, when are we going to start? And you said, oh, we've been recording since before you got here.
Oh, yeah. We usually record for like an hour and a half or something, and then we chop it down to an hour.
So you're totally warmed up. You get a lot of good stuff out of that.
Yeah, just keep the tape rolling. That's kind of the idea.
Yeah, and I like it too. I mean, once you explain to me that it's meaningful songs, I think I had a different take because I was trying to think of what are the five best songs in my opinion. I switched it up, and I didn't have anything to say about it because, like, what are you going to say about the Who or the Beatles that hasn't been said before? But once I realized, no, this is personal, then I opened
it's
right
way
up
more of that. Yeah.
Lots of stuff to talk about, and I think everybody else I've heard is the same way. They have great stories.
Yeah, it is amazing. I mean, even people, like, we interviewed Joan Rubin a little while ago. That one still hasn't come out yet. And I mean, I was hearing stuff about him that I didn't know. Like,
you've known him for 45 years.
Plus. Yeah. I mean, and that was crazy. It's just that the songs kind of take you to places that you wouldn't usually go.
Wow.
You know, and he was talking about like living in Puyallup, Washington when he was a kid and why they were living there. And it's sort of like, well, I don't think I knew that story, you know?
Wow.
So
it's so cool that music can take you there, too.
Yeah.
That's really neat. Okay, so 5songs.com, that's number 5. How do my listeners find out about the Ruben News?
Then there's rubennews.com.
You know, that totally makes sense.
Except, you know, I think it hasn't been updated in about 3 years. More Facebook is more up to date, but...
So we'll catch up with you guys on Facebook then.
Yeah. So we're hoping to get out there and do some more shows. I mean, at least I think we're supposed to go possibly in August back to Spain.
Oh, nice.
So come on out to Spain.
Woo-hoo.
We'll see you all out there. Oh, and I think we might be going back to Parsippany, New Jersey.
Oh, cool.
Actually to play in a church this time. The guy who put on the outdoor concert with Tommy James also does a thing in, it's an old Methodist church built in, I don't know, 18th century or something. And,
okay.
And it was all wood, and we stood in there and sang some a cappella, and it was like, oh my God, this room sounds amazing. So we said, we'd love to come back here and just do maybe, you know, a couple acoustic guitars and all vocals, put some kind of thing together that's just that.
Do Rhapsody in the Rain in that kind of setting. Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, there's places like that, churches like that, where the echo just hangs in the air for a moment.
Oh, that was it.
That's
it was,
neat.
You know,
and yeah. I like saying the word Parsippany. That's just a fun word to say.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I just want to say Parsippany.
Parsippany, Parsippany, Parsippany.
Yeah. I can't say it even three times fast, but once, you know, I got it. Yeah, three times, you are a master, but you've been there. anything else on the West Coast coming up this year?
I don't know. Nothing scheduled, but we hope so.
Yeah, I hope so,
too. We were going to maybe do a record release party.
Ah, that would be good. That would be good.
Before it's the 46th year.
So you got some time left.
Yeah.
Got some time left.
We've got a deadline on that one.
Tommy Dunbar, you've been my guest for the last half hour. Stay with me for another segment. But what Ruben News song should we play now as we end the segment here?
Oh, man. I don't know. Run, Mascara, Run.
Okay, that's track number one. And that was on Adam Waltzmeyer's Top 20 Countdown on Pop Garden Radio. So here's the Ruben News and Run, Mascara, Run. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Tommy Dunbar in a few minutes.
Of all the creepy guys who ever walked the earth, you found yourself one for the ages. I kept my 2 cents to myself for what it's worth. Well, I heard you sing his praises. Oh, yeah, but now I'm realizing how I should have said something. Of guys who play the game like him, where love is just another trophy. The red flag wave to say don't let the games begin. They're quicksand one night only. Oh yeah, but now I'm realizing how
kind of funny.
96.5 FM, The Voice, KUBU, and my special guest, Tommy Dunbar, brought a CD for me with some songs of bands that you played with when you were in Europe.
Yeah, yeah, that was Susie Los Cuatro.
What a great name.
Yeah, and that's a song about their dog.
Donna, Donna.
Yeah.
Is the dog just Donna?
Uh-huh.
Interesting. You know, I never, my mother's name was Donna. It never occurred to me I could name a dog that. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Upbeat sound. Wow. I love those guys.
Yeah. Yeah. No, great band.
Not the same as Susie Quattro that we grew up with.
Nothing, not even related.
No, no Leather Tuscadero or whatever her name was.
No, no.
Nice.
But yeah, so we did the thing I was telling you about, the 100 plus years of pop and roll shows.
Yeah, yeah.
It was with Susie Los Cuatro and the Surfin' Lungs from, well, Susie Los Cuatro, they're from Barcelona.
Okay.
And then Surfin' Lungs are from England, I think all over England now. And then the Yum Yums from Norway.
Nice.
So it was very international, House of Pancakes kind of thing.
You have a great cross-section there. So yeah. Barcelona, are they like pretty well known on the music scene there? Is there a good music scene in Barcelona?
I guess, yeah. I mean, they play all over Spain, so, yeah. You know. Yeah.
Very, very cool. So why don't we just keep going? We've got a bunch of songs. So what's next for us here?
Well, there's number three on this one is maybe the greatest title ever, which is 96XF11.
What is that?
By the Surfin' Lungs. I don't know. We'll have to call them up and see what's going on there. It sounds like, you know, Fireball XL9 or something.
Or maybe it's a radio station, you know, south of the border or something.
It might be some coordinates. 96 by F11. I don't know. We'll have to see where that is.
So if we play this, are the spies going to hear this and get their messages from listening to KU?
They might. I've got my car tuned to your station.
And you know,
way,
you do.
Know?
You actually do. Thank you for
no,
that.
No, I do, man. I drive around town and it's in downtown. It picks up fine.
Nice.
I never know what I'm going to get either. That's why I love it. It's like I know somebody's playing something they love, even if it's, you know, I don't know what this is, but it's great.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that we do that a lot. We have a lot of just different music and different opinions here. And so,
yeah, I mean, some of the stuff is not music. Also, there was a guy like just ranting about politics the other day. It was great. Really entertaining.
Okay, so we're going to play, who are we playing again?
97XF11 by the Surfin' Lungs.
Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, Tommy, I want to announce this, but I think you should. I like the way you say it better. What did we just hear?
Oh, 97XF11 by the Surfin' Lungs.
And they're from England. I just like the way you say that. It just sounds very, very cool. So you played with these guys as well.
Uh-huh. They were on that same show.
Does all their music sound like this, just straight up surf?
No, most of it is singing. I just particularly like that tune.
Yeah.
And I like that title also.
It is very, very cool. And they are from the UK.
Yep.
Very nice, very nice. Okay, so what else did you bring us?
Gonna Have a Good Time by the Yum Yums. The Yum Yums are from Norway. And Morten, who John calls Morton.
Morton.
Is the songwriter. They have a lot of great songs, and they were on the 100-plus years of pop and roll bill with us.
So we have the Yum Yums and Gonna Have a Good Time all the way from Norway.
Yeah.
Right, what did we just hear, Tommy?
That was Gonna Have a Good Time by the Yum Yums from Norway.
I am having a good time. This music is great. It's just upbeat, power pop, surf. I love this stuff. How could you not enjoy this stuff?
We couldn't not.
It's not possible. And you guys had the pleasure of seeing all this stuff live.
Yeah, yeah, just playing shows with all these new friends, you know?
So is that how you construct a European tour? Just get musician friends everywhere, pretty much?
Well, you know, it's actually Jonathan, who's in Susie Los Cuatro,
okay. Is
the one who put most of this together. But it's like, you know, he knew the other bands, introduced us to them. And so we've got all these friends over there now. It's, you know, after multiple trips.
Wow. And their music is just great. I mean, this makes for a really an enjoyable radio show to listen to all this stuff. I mean, this is the stuff you would hear on Freeform Radio. And I'm glad to be doing it now. I'll have to hook up with all these guys now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, check them out. They're all, you know. You can find their stuff online. So
very good. So what's next?
Then over to Italy, Miss Chain and the Broken Heels, very good friends of ours, who the funny thing is the last time I had seen them, they were in Sacramento, and they were playing at somebody's backyard party.
Wow, I wonder.
Kepi Ghuli, you know?
Yeah.
I think somehow he had gotten them hooked up with his backyard, and then I took him over to the Beat, the defunct record store.
That was a great record shop.
I know it was the best, and they lost their minds there finding, you know, like, oh my god, this Johnny Cash thing on the original. And it was funny because when we went over to Italy, I'm really into Italian 60s music, so Franz, who plays in their band, took me to the store there, and I found all these 45s. That were just like,
oh, wow,
you know, you're never going to find them here. So anyway, but this song is called Flamingo.
Very, very cool. And I just got to say, they must have gone back to Italy saying Sacramento is the bomb, you know, like, and everybody's saying, what's Sacramento? But, you know.
Yeah. Well, I hope they come back.
I hope so, too. So here we go.
Yeah.
There is a secret corner.
All right, what did we just hear there, Tommy?
That was Flamingo by Miss Jane and the Broken Heels.
What a neat sound. I love that sound. Just kind of raw and upbeat and raw at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. They're great bands.
And these guys are from Italy.
Uh-huh.
So we've been to like four countries already in like the last 15 minutes.
I know, man. Ready to stay in Italy for a little bit?
Absolutely. My passport doesn't have room for any more stamps at the moment.
Okay. So this band Radio Days, who we've gotten to know, just more young whippersnappers, they're the ones we did the EP with that I'm still
hoping
to get a copy someday.
The A-side, B-side thing, yeah.
But this song, I just really like this song. It's one that they, like I was saying, they did one of our songs. We did one of theirs, which is on the new album. But then they did one of their own new songs, and we did one of our own new songs. And so this is their new song from the EP.
So this is Radio Days, and what's the song called?
Let's Move On.
Okay, is that track six, I hope?
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes.
Okay, Radio Days, and Let's Move On.
Track six.
Days are sad, nights are blue. Love is split in our lives now. Think of you. Do you miss me too, like I do? Past is gone, let's move on. It's time to fix our lives now. I can say they will fade away. Oh, where will we go? Just take it slow. Who will we know? Let's believe in this world. Days are sad, nights are blue. blue. Love is splitting our lives now. Think of you. Do you miss me too? Think of you. Do you miss me too? Think of you.
Okay, so Tommy, that one sounds to my ear sort of like a demented take on a Beatles, an early Beatles track or something.
Something, yeah, it's very Beatlish.
Yeah, what was it again?
That's Let's Move On by Radio Days.
Very, very cool indeed. Yeah. And they're from Italy as well. Yeah. So you're telling me that that most of these bands, they do their stuff in English. I mean, as Americans coming over there, American tourists and musicians, I guess you're kind of lucky that English is just presented to you. I mean,
yeah, because if we try translating our songs, man, we're going to have some trouble.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I don't know how party insurance would come out in Italian. For
I have no idea.
Insurance de partito. I don't know.
Yeah.
So what else have you got? We're just blasting through some great songs here.
This friend, Kurt Baker, who actually moved to Madrid from Maine, I believe.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Yeah, he's a great songwriter and good friend. He showed us around Madrid when we were there. And so he's got this song, She Can Do It All.
And he's a guy I've heard of. This will be the first time I've ever actually heard her music. And this is just simply a my bad on my part, because 2 or 3 years ago, he put out an album and both John Borak and David Bash cited it as number one on their year-end lists. And, you know, if heavy hitters like that think it's number one, it's got to be something. So this Kurt Baker dude, he's got to be something special.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Here's there you go.
My debut of Kurt Baker, both for Twirl Radio and myself. All right, Tommy, what did we just hear?
What did we just hear? That was She Can Do It All by Kurt Baker.
And you know what? You can do no wrong. You can do it all here because your selections here have just been phenomenal. I'm really digging your I don't even know what we call this collection. This is your Bands I Toured With in Europe collection.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
New friends, you know?
Yeah, and you know, you're telling me that Spain seems to have a really thriving music scene. People just go out and go hear bands.
Yeah, it seems like it actually has like a club scene and stuff. Reminds me of growing up in Berkeley in the 70s, you know?
Wow. See, that would have been a cool time and place, too. Yeah, we talk about Sacramento. We have a good music scene, but it seems like it's not as focused. In Spain, do people listen to this type of pop music? Is this like really common? Is it popular?
Well, I don't know compared to anything else. I just, you know what I mean? It's like I just am at the clubs that we play at. So
you're in the scene that you're in.
Yeah. But like Kurt Baker there, he came and just played acoustic guitar and sang. And I finally got to see him play. So that was great. But got one more tune if we got time.
Yes, we do.
For this is... And actually, probably Susie Los Cuatro would be horrified if they knew that I was going to play this. Jonathan wrote this. They actually recorded it for one of their albums, and we did background vocals. But this is just the demo version that he sent me, you know, just to show me how the song went. And it pops up on my iTunes when it's in, you know, shuffle mode a lot of the time. And I always just love this. I just love the demo version. I mean, you know, nothing against the other version, but I kind of like it without us on it.
So this is a peek behind the scenes here for Susie Los Cuatro.
Yeah, I just love this tune. So it's called Still Mad About You.
Okay, sounds
demo
good.
Demo version.
And Tommy Dunbar, thank you so much for hanging out with us here on Twirl Radio today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
It's our pleasure. Happy New Year. Here's Susie Los Cuatro.
Wanna be home by your side with nothing to do. Life is good if I know I can come back home to you. Made it through the stormy weather, resting about this nightmare together. Ooh, I will want you to know I'm still mad about you, boy. After all these years, I'm still mad. So mad about you. Wanna grow old by your side, sick to you like glue. Cause I know we can beat anything now, me and you. All these years just made us stronger. You don't need to cry any longer. That's why I want you to know I'm still mad about you, boy. After all these years.